Something that's been in the national news for a little while, Starbucks is going to be closing down on May 29th, and that's every single Starbucks across the country so that all of their employees can undergo racial sensitivity training. This following that incident in Philadelphia that made the national news, where a couple of African Americans came in, sat down waiting for a friend, and within a couple of minutes had the cops called on them and got arrested, while generally speaking, a white person doing the same thing would have no problem and face absolutely no hassle doing pretty much exactly the same thing. And as you can imagine, the outcry has been pretty significant. Starbucks taking that significant step of closing all of their stores for the one day on May 29th to do that training. But we're joined now to start the conversation by Anna Richards at the Chapel Hill Carborough NAACP, joining us here in the studio now. Thanks for being with us today, as always.
Thanks. It's always good to be here.
And I know we've got some events coming up that we want to talk about, too, here locally. But let's start by talking about Starbucks closing down for a day to do racial sensitivity training. What is your thought on that? Is that a significant enough step, good first step, not enough? What do you think?
So, my background is coming out of corporate finance. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you knew that.
I didn't, actually, yeah.
But, for an operation as big as Starbucks to actually close down their complete operation, I think it's significant from a financial impact standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we applaud them for that. Before I moved here, I lived in Seattle also. So I'm, the mother of Starbucks, the original Starbucks, mm-hmm. is there in Seattle, and Starbucks is a major influence in that community. So I'm fairly familiar with them and their culture. So I'm not surprised by them taking that step, even though it is a costly step from a overall corporate management standpoint, because they have long been in the forefront of progressive movements and progressive issues with their policies on education, on training that they give their baristas, and mm-hmm. their policies on healthcare and for all their employees and their families, for LGBTQ community. So they have always been in the forefront and have, I think, tried to set a corporate culture of openness and inclusiveness. So for them, I think this incident is a real blow to what they want to be, what they aspire to be as a company.
Mm-hmm.
I think having said that, it's telling that it happened, because whatever you want to create at a corporate culture kind of level, corporations are not people themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Some people want to treat them like they're humans. They're not, but they employ humans. And so for the thousands of people who work for Starbucks, as in any other corporation, they all come with their own set of values and their own implicit bias.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think recognize for the corporation to recognize that for all their efforts to be open, to be inclusive, to be to foster diversity within their culture, that they have people that clearly they have not done enough
mm-hmm.
to address this implicit bias that people bring.
Mm-hmm.
And so I do want to recognize that they have work to do in spite of everything they've done, and two, to take this as a, hopefully it's a first step, because
mm-hmm.
A day of training is not going to, erase whatever people come with, right? But to set a standard around what's expected and what's not only expected but acceptable,
mm-hmm.
I think is an important first step for corporations to make. And they responded quickly. We've had other instances come to light. And this is not the first Starbucks instance either. where people did not respond that quickly. So I think overall it's a good first step. And I hope that it's not an only step, but it's a beginning of a process within that corporation.
Yeah, and I think you kind of mentioned it, like one day of bias training isn't necessarily going to move the ball too far down the road. The act of shutting down the stores mm-hmm. for an entire day, I think, is a much more significant thing, because, I mean, implicit bias comes at least in part from growing up in a culture that just keeps reinforcing mm-hmm. that bias mm-hmm. and those stereotypes over and over again. So for people in positions of power, in positions of authority, people who control, people who have positions of power in culture, mm-hmm. who control the microphones and the mm-hmm. cameras, to sort of push back against those mm-hmm. stereotypes and to tell new stories that don't reinforce the same old biases over and over again, that's what's going to move the ball.
And I think it's especially significant in our current environment mm-hmm. where, people at Charlottesville are called nice folks mm-hmm. and, this many things that I thought I would never see in my lifetime reemerging as acceptable and the new norm, mm-hmm. To see these biases and prejudices and discrimination coming full speed ahead as an acceptable way to be, to push back, for a corporation to push back at this time, I think, is even more significant. And hopefully it sends a strong message, again, about expectations and what's acceptable. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't have everybody baptized in one day and all of a sudden they come out a new creature. That's yeah. certainly not the case. Yeah. But I think the role of the corporation is to set those standards and is to say, there are consequences. So mm-hmm. I don't know why I don't know if the manager and Starbucks came to a joint agreement in terms of their employment. I don't know how that came about. But they're no longer with Starbucks, is my understanding.
Yeah. I think I see this. I mean, personally, I'm perceiving this happen more and more. I don't know if it is happening more and more, but it's kind of making the news a little bit more, I guess. So I'm noticing it more, that there are corporations, like major businesses like Starbucks, and you see this on the local level as well with small businesses mm-hmm. kind of doing the same thing, who are willing to take significant actions like this that are going to have a short-term and possibly even long-term negative impact mm-hmm. on their bottom line, mm-hmm. which, we all think that's what corporations are focused on first and foremost, may still be true, but corporations are willing to take these steps in order to do the right thing mm-hmm. on a larger scale. Mm-hmm. I think that's really worth recognizing
it
as
is.
Well.
It
needs
is.
To happen more often.
Yeah, it needs to happen more often. And again, recognizing that, that it is a first step. So.
Yeah.
I don't want to applaud too loudly,
right.
but I think it is significant. Again, especially in the environment and the climate that we're in. So certainly more to come. I happen to know that they are looking at steps beyond May 29th in terms of requirements for all their employees on an ongoing basis, mm-hmm. maybe as a condition of hire, going through some more intensive training and some assessment and follow-up in terms of, because the assessment piece is important. What is it about their culture, or is there something in their culture that made that manager feel like mm-hmm. it was okay, right? The other question you have to ask is, would it have gotten the attention? Would it have been retweeted? Had it been an African-American person who tweeted it out? The fact that it was a white person mm-hmm. who sent it out. And there were, other customers in there saying, wait, what is going on?
Yeah.
I think the police in that instance have some culpability as mm-hmm. well. Sure, they were called, but does calling Is there not a way to, if there was a situation, a way to diffuse it without arresting people, handcuffing people? So, you know, there's enough vulnerability to go around in that instance, but it's not just Starbucks. And that's the other thing. You know, they've already paid a price with their stock price, had it took a hit. You know, let's be real. That's not just a Starbucks issue.
Yeah. Speaking with Anna Richards, ChapelHillCarborough, NAACP.com is their website. Again, ChapelHillCarborough, NAACP.com for more information. Got to wrap up here in a minute. Two big events coming up in the next 7 days.
Yeah,
what's going on?
Yep. We got our annual Freedom Fund banquet coming up this Saturday at the Sheraton. No tickets at the door. The website, I think we're about sold out, but
awesome.
Today will be the last day folks can go out and get tickets online, so got to mention that. And then Monday at 5:30 in Raleigh is the 5th anniversary of the Moral Monday movement. And so the issues are, you know, still there. Fair courts, immigration, voting rights, education and economic equality, which are the things that started the Moral Monday movement 5 years ago, are still just as relevant today. So Monday, April 30th, hosted by the North Carolina State NAACP, 5:30 to 7:30. At Halifax Mall, which is behind the General Assembly in North Carolina. So I know in Raleigh, North Carolina, I know that lots of people have been involved in the moral marches. So invite folks to come out on Monday at 5:30.
ChapelHillCarborough, NAACP.com for more information on all of that and more. Anna Richards, thank you so much.
Thank you.